All right. Good morning, church family, online church family. We're so glad you're with us this morning. We pray that today is a blessed day for you. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. And so if you're online with us this morning, you'll feel free. Just say hi. Let us know that you're online with us this morning. We would love to be able to pray for you, lift you up before heaven, and just listen for a nugget of what God has to say to you this morning. So, hallelujah. All right. Well, as we're, you know, as we're waiting for people to say hi online, you know, we're just going to listen. Teresa and I, we're just going to listen for a name or just something in particular that we feel like the Lord is highlighting this morning. And we're just going to just pray that out right now in Jesus' name.
So I keep hearing the name Harry. I don't know if that's first name, last name, but anyway, but I just kind of have like the sense that you're dealing with heart palpitations. So I'm just going to lift you up. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus, whoever this hairy person, we know exactly, you know who this person is. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that every heart palpitation will dissipate and that it will be gone, Lord, and that he would be able to walk in wholeness and healing and freedom, Lord. And Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal his body right now and meet him right where he's at. In Jesus' name.
Well, it looks like we have Linda Lilly. She actually watches us from Washington.
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah, we're so glad you're with us, Linda. We're glad that you tune in, and this is a big part of your church life. And we're just so grateful that we have the opportunity to minister to you on a daily, well, maybe not on a daily basis, but on these moments when we get to be online and get to minister. And so we just want to pray over you this morning and just believe for the Lord, to listen for the Lord to speak something. Did you have anything, Teresa?
Yeah, so Linda, right away, I just kind of saw you running into like a field full of daisies. And I just saw you running and you were like so free and you had such freedom and you were just running and I saw you being happy. And I just really feel like that the Lord has given you freedom and that ability and to be able to rejoice in every circumstance and every situation that you're going through. So I just pray over you, Linda, today, God, that the Lord will just touch you and that he will continue to bless you and that you continue to walk in that wholeness and that healing and that freedom that he shows to you every single day.
Linda, you know, when I was, when I saw your name, the first thing that popped in my mind is that you were in a boat in a river. And the most interesting thing about this particular picture that I saw is that there was almost like a wake from another boat on your left side, and then there was a wake on the right side of the boat from another boat or something. But anyway, it was a wake that was coming. And these two wakes were converging together at one point, and it propelled you forward. So I feel like the Lord is just saying this morning, you know what? He's got things, he's got something from on your left side, he's got something on your right side, and it is going to propel you forward to something. So I'd say get ready. I think the Lord's going to be doing some things in your life, opening some opportunities, something in that nature. I can't say for sure. But that's what I see. I just feel like there's some propelling that's going to be going on. He's going to be pushing you through these wakes. So get ready for something from the Lord there.
So I keep on hearing the name Sarah, and I just hear the word love. And I don't know exactly if you just need to know that you are loved. You are loved by our Heavenly Father, or you are looking for a source of love through human contact. But Father, I just pray that whatever it is that Sarah is going through, Lord, I ask that you would show to her more of your love, Lord, that you would be with her and that she would know that you're with her every single step of the way and that you would be her comforter and that you would be her guide in every circumstance and every situation and that she would know that she is highly loved by you.
And then I got the name Frank. And what I heard for Frank was that you have been asking the Lord for to be filled with the Spirit or baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's something that you've been seeking for so long. We've been wanting it for so long, and it just maybe it hasn't happened yet. But I just feel like the Lord really highlighted you this morning, Frank, and I feel like the Lord wants to fill you. He wants to baptize you in His Holy Spirit. He wants to fill you up to overflowing, and He wants to give you an experience that you've never had before. He wants you to realize or know what it's like to be touched by God in that way. I feel like He's got some big, big plans for you. And the fact that you're seeking it is another indication of that. So just be blessed with that and keep seeking. Keep running after Him because you're going to find Him. It's going to happen. The dove is going to come.
So, Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that every single one of these people that you have brought into our heart and into our mind, Lord, that whatever it is, that there every single need that there will be met in the name of Jesus.
All right. Well, good morning, Ada from Hammond, Indiana. Wow. It is such a blessing to see how far-reaching that we have the opportunity to minister here at the church. And so... And we'll definitely do that. We'll pray for your son. So, Father, we just lift up Ada's son right now, Lord, to you. Lord, we don't know the circumstances, and that's okay. You know the circumstances. You know everything surrounding this request right now. So, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would dispatch your angels to be there. Lord, I just speak protection. I speak healing. I speak your love to just saturate him right now, Jesus. Father, I just pray that godly men and women will be around him and will speak into his life. And, Lord, that they would pray over him. Lord, we just ask that you would just incredible impact in his life right now. Whatever the situation is, God, whether it's mind, soul, spirit, or body, Father, we just lift that up to you, God, and we just ask that you would touch this situation right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, Ada, I kind of saw or heard the word, like you're a grandma or figure or like a mom figure. To everybody, not only to your own kids, but even to anybody that kind of comes into your home. I just kind of saw you, like, when people come into your home, they feel like a sense of comfort, like it's like a place of peace, and they're like, I can come here and just rest. And you just kind of pour yourself out onto them through, like, providing that atmosphere of a place of comfort and rest to everybody that comes and walks through your doors.
Ada, I also saw this too. After I was done praying for your son, I saw, I saw a bullseye on your son. I felt like the Lord is putting a bullseye, and I feel like the Lord is saying that he's going to be sending his arrows, and they're not going to miss. They're going to make their mark, and they're going to hit their target that they're out for. And that is your son. The Lord is going to actively pursue him and love on him and minister to him, heal him, whatever the thing is, Lord, he's going to do that. And I just feel like the Lord is also granting you favor. Like his favor is all about you and it's with you, and that he is honored by your request to pray for your son, for asking prayer for your son, and that he's grateful that for your heart and for your passion to want to see God do incredible things.
So I don't know who this specifically is for, but I kind of have a sense that the Lord wants to touch somebody with hip issues, like the socket. It's like kind of like out of place, or it's not where it needs to be. So I'm just going to pray for whoever is dealing with any form of hip issues. So, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that that whoever is dealing with any form of hip issues, Father, I just pray that you would just touch their body, Lord. And it says, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father, we're going to believe and we're going to expect miracles. Amen. And we're going to expect testimonies of your miraculous healing and people that are dealing with these hip issues. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Mm.
So I heard the name Leon, which is a different name. You don't hear that very often. But I heard the name Leon. And then the next thing I saw was just a picture of a field of flowers. And I know that that's kind of a different analogy for a guy. But I just feel like the Lord is bringing forth, he's budding forth new things. Things that are beautiful, things that are bright, things that are vibrant. And I feel like the Lord is saying that he's birthing those things in your life right now. He's bringing them to the surface. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. And I feel like the Lord has beautiful and wonderful things in store for you, and it's going to come. We just declare that right now in Jesus' name over you, Leon, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that as the worship team and pastor comes up here to deliver your message, Father, I just pray that as we enter in a time of worship and praise, Lord, that we would just come with open hearts and open minds and open hands, Father. I just pray that whatever it is, Lord, that we know that you can do so many things within that time. It doesn't take a special prayer service or a special this or that. So, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that during this time that as we're praising and worshiping you, Lord, that you would just touch and that you would heal, and that you bring wholeness and freedom to us and to our lives. Mm. And I pray for Pastor Brent. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that whatever message he has to deliver today, Father, I just pray that that you would continue to use it, Lord, and that we would be able to speak into our lives, into our hearts, and that we would apply it as we go forth.
And Lord, I also lift, today is also Baptism Sunday. And so I just want to pray for those that are going to be baptized this morning. Father, I just know that it is an incredible experience. Baptism is an incredible experience. It's a symbol, it's a outward symbol of an inward transformation. It's outwardly declaring to the world that Jesus has come into my life. He has set me free, and I am a new creation, a new person in Jesus. The old has passed, the new has come, and that is their new identity. Jesus came in and he changed their identity. And they don't want to just keep it to themselves. They want to let the world know. So I just pray for those people that are going to be baptized this morning, that incredible, powerful moment would happen in their life today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Have your way in this service, Jesus. Amen.
Church, it's a good day today, because today is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to be with you guys today, and I know our Father loves us gathering unto his name. So I'm going to pray and we're going to worship. Father God, you are good. you are every single definition of that word, good, for you are the originator and the source of all goodness. We thank you and we love you that you have invited us, not only made us intentionally and fearfully and wonderfully, but invited us into this dance. What a beautiful dance we get to have with you, good Father. We love you. We sing to you. We sing from a place of worship. We don't sing to get you to move. We sing because you're moving. So thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So bless the Lord of my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, so bless the Lord. Holy name, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your holy name. The sun comes up, the sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. When the evening comes, so bless the Lord of my soul. Oh.
Good morning, church family. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. We're excited about what God is doing today. You can tell everybody feels like the stage is leaning a little to the right over here. But we've got room this morning to baptize. That's what we're going to be doing today. So I want to talk to two groups of people real quick this morning. Number one, if you have signed up to be baptized, and the second group of people, you didn't sign up, but you still want to be baptized. The instructions are still the same. You can be baptized this morning if you've given your life to Jesus Christ. What I want to invite you to do is join me right now in the prayer room. I'm going to quick change clothes, but right now, during this next song, go ahead and head back to the prayer room. Go out those doors, hang a left, and you'll see it on the left-hand side. Join me back there, and we'll prepare in the middle of worship here in just a little while to baptize. And we're excited about it. Yeah. So I'm going to pray. If you need to change clothes, go ahead and head to change your clothes right now, and let's get ready to baptize. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for what you're going to do in these next minutes that we have together. You could pack so much into a moment that all the sermon preaching and song singing couldn't even accomplish. You can do in one moment by your grace. So thank you, Lord, for your grace, your power, your goodness. It's evident here this morning. Again, like I always love to pray, we don't have to ask you to come because you're here. What we do is we say yes to your presence. Yes to whatever you want to do. Yes to your goodness. Yes to your healing. Yes to your love. Yes to your grace. Yes to your peace. Yes to your victory. Yes to your freedom. In Jesus' name, have your way. And the church said,
amen.
All right, let's worship as we head back to meet for baptism.
never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let,
your sins. He spends his time beckoning you to get closer, child. He has given you gifts of righteousness, his righteousness bestowed within you for free. He paid the price. Thank you, Jesus. He paid that price. He paid that price. Thank you, Jesus. And that doesn't mean it's just this do whatever you want. When we know how much we are loved, we will love in return. Because love does. Knowledge can only do so much. Love does. Love does the deep things. Like respond to the heart of a good, good father with gratitude. With thanks. Loving kindness, love and joy and peace. Thank you, Lord. Love, joy, peace. You get to breathe those things out because you get to be a house for these fruits. And on a funny note, beloved, if anybody ever calls you a nutcase, say, no, I'm a fruit basket. I am a basket of fruits, y'all. That's the only thing I want to be, honestly. Love, joy, peace, righteousness, loving kindness, long suffering. Thank you, Lord. You know what that means? Freedom. You don't get your freedom from a constitution. You get your freedom from a good father. Your design is freedom. Your design is to hold his righteousness. Your design is to be in grace. You can say that you're outside of the box because you did this, that, and the other, but you are in Christ. All is in Christ. All is in Christ. Freedom. Freedom to mess up and not feel shame. Freedom to mess up and feel love. Freedom to rest. Let us get off our rocking chairs that give us something to do but don't do anything. Let us rest in the root of the Most High, because that is freedom. Thank you for your freedom. unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies until all my fears are gone. What a royal family. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Oh, your love has called my name. I've been born again.
Hallelujah.
Into your family. Oh, your blood flows through my veins.
I'm no longer.
Come on, make some noise. Bobby, you can go ahead and go down into the water if you'd like. So this morning, you guys have a really important job. Your really important job is to try to be as loud as the angels are. Because they're going to be celebrating when these guys come out of the water. So we want to be as loud as they are, right? So we're going to ask each of the baptism candidates this morning, why they're being baptized. They'll share that with us. Then as they're baptized, we will shout when they come out of the water. So you ready? Can you, everybody saying you're okay with that? You can do that? You're signing on? Okay, I don't know if I believe you guys based on that response. Let's try one more time. Are you going to be ready to shout this morning? All right, awesome. Amen. So go ahead, if you'll hold the mic up there, Darren, and you share your name if you would like. And why? And this is, these guys are part of our family, Ethiopian church family. Amen.
My name is David.
Yes. Try that again. Share your name.
My name is David Balcha.
Yes. And why are you being baptized? Do you want to share, David?
Jesus.
Yeah. That's good.
Jesus, for us, example, being baptized, that's where I baptize.
Amen, David.
Name of Father, in the name of Son, in the name of Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right. It's Pastor Ryan. All right, here we go. Now we got some Pastor Ryan baptisms. All right. There you go. Not yet. Not yet. Hold on. Hold on just a second. Okay. You want to share your name and why you're being baptized?
Cadella Asher.
And why are you getting baptized?
Because I love Jesus.
You love Jesus. Yeah. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Woo! Come on. Yeah! You got summer now? All right. Come on. All right. Want to share your name and why you're being baptized this morning?
My name is Summer, and I love Jesus.
That works. Come on. The other way.
Okay, Summer, according to your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, Pastor Brent's entering the tank. All right, and I think, do we have Autumn up? Come on in, Autumn. The water's nice.
Based on your profession of faith. baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
All right, here we go. Next person. All right, so we're going to have you share your name and why you're getting baptized today.
My name is Philip, and the reason why I'm being baptized is because I love Jesus.
Baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Okay, this is our final baptism for now, for now. So if you could just let us know your name and the reason why you're getting baptized.
My name is Nathan, and I'm getting baptized because Jesus saved my soul.
Profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Come on, come on. So here's the deal. The water's here. The water's ready. And you didn't sign up. You can still be baptized right now. We've had it happen before. Anybody here want to get baptized this morning? Derek. Run up here right now. We'll baptize you. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? All right. Let's keep worshiping because we got something to celebrate about today.
Let's bless each other today. Let's sing it. Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you and children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, he is for you, he is for you. He is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you. Favor.
softest in all you got.
God, we just declare that we're going to be still. We're going to rest in you. God, thank you that we get to lay our head on your chest and hear your enormous heart beat, Lord. That you hold the nations together. You hold the cosmos together. God, there's nothing outside your plan. And we get to rest and be still and not be lonely and not just find ourselves without anything, but be right there with you, head on your chest, God, sitting in your lap, hearing your voice, God, watching you laugh, Lord God, seeing you get excited about the littlest of things, Lord God, and the greatest of things. We just thank you that that's our position, that's our place, that's the access that you've given us. You're good, God, you're good. And so we'll be still, and we'll just declare back to you all the blessings, God. All these gifts we've been given, all these good things, Lord. Just thank you for baptism this morning, God. New lives in Christ, Lord God. We thank you for rain, God, that speaks of new life, and green grass that speaks of new things to come and provision. God, we thank you for springtime, God. The smell and the later nights, Lord, we just bless you. We thank you for seasons. We thank you for now, God. We'll just be still. In Jesus' name, we love you, God. And everybody said, amen. Come on. All right. Sometimes there's that still small voice, and sometimes the voice of glory thunders. So come on. Well, welcome to the gate, everyone. We are part of our mission statement. The first part says that we're a welcoming family encountering God. So we just pray that you feel that this morning, that you're like, hey, yeah, I think I could get used to this place. I thought it was cool that like 4 or 5 kids just felt the freedom just to sit up in front during the baptism. Like, hey, this is my house too. Like, come on. This is the Lord's house. It's your house. And there's freedom. We just declare freedom over this place. We worship here, and then we take the first 10 minutes after worship just to do that very thing. Be still and just hear his voice. And if you feel the slightest nudge, you can just send us in what he's telling you. Maybe it's a name. Maybe it's a sickness with the name. Like it's called the word of knowledge, right from 1 Corinthians 12. God gives us mysteries, and you can just send it in. Maybe you're like, oh, I'm barely hearing anything. You know, a lot of times it is that still small, like, nudge that he gives you. And it could be a name, and maybe it's the person sitting right next to you or in this room, and they just really need breakthrough, and you just hit the nail on the head. And so, go ahead, swing for the fences, try and strike out, I don't care. Go ahead, send in 50 names if you want to. Like, just start naming them off, but just go ahead. There's a room to totally fail, but no, we're going to hit it. We're going to hit the mark, and God's going to do some remarkable things because he's here and he's with us. So you want to swing for the fences? Yeah, we can do that.
I want any kid, every kid to go out there and pray for anybody with back pain. If you raise your hand if you're having back pain.
Okay, so Jericho wants to swing for the fences right away. Anybody having back pain, he wants all the kids to go and pray for them. So go ahead, guys. If you feel, let's go. This army of mighty ones, prayer warriors, go ahead and pray for anybody with their hand up. If you see somebody next to you with their hand up and they're not getting prayed over by a kiddo, just go ahead and pray for them. We're just going to believe, right? We're just going to believe. He's here. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. So Jesus, we just declare healing over these backs. God, thank you that you're here. And even in being still, there's healing. God, there's just this sweet, like, power from you, Holy Spirit. So we just thank you, God, for healing backs right now, God. Even the ones that barely have anything, God, we just declare healing over them, healing over back. People came in with tremendous back pain. God, we just declare Jesus' name over those backs. We say, be healed. Come on. Okay, mighty ones, come on up. Come on, good job, guys. Come on. Way to swing, buddy. I'll just go quick, too. I felt like I was getting the name Edith this morning, or Edie, dealing with, like, some stomach pain, stomach issues. So is there an Edith or Edie in here this morning dealing with stomach stuff? Okay, we're going to pray for her anyway. You guys want to help me? All right, so, and they may be joining us online, maybe joining us 5 years from now. So we're just going to pray in faith, believing that God is touching Edith, right? So Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
That you are the healer.
That you are the healer.
You're the great physician.
You are the great physician.
And we declare.
We declare.
Over Edith's stomach.
Over Edith's stomach.
That she's healed.
As she is healed.
In your mighty name.
In your mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoever got baptized this morning, I just pray that there was the Holy Spirit and they love God. Amen.
Amen. Come on.
I got the word Arthur. Dear Jesus, I pray for Arthur. I pray that you would just heal him right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Way to go, Jairus. Good job, Jovi.
Jesus, I want to pray for everybody who just got baptized and that they will follow Jesus for the rest of their lives. Jesus, I pray for all the people who got baptized. I just pray that they will follow Jesus for the rest of their lives and never let go.
Come on.
All right. Taylor's going to pray for someone here.
Come on, Taylor.
I got a girl named Amanda. She is suffering from stress and anxiety. Lord, I pray for Amanda. Get rid of stress and anxiety. Let her focus on her schoolwork and her future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Come on, Taylor. Way to go.
All right, let's pray for the inmates in prison. There's a lot of prison ministry going on right now, too. Probably baptism, salvation.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. So, Jesus, we lift up.
We lift up.
Our brothers.
Our brothers.
And sisters.
And sisters.
In the prisons.
In the prisons.
We just say right now.
We say right now.
That they'd experience heaven.
That they would experience heaven.
To a whole nother level.
To a whole nother level.
Holy Spirit, invade those cells.
Holy Spirit, invade those cells.
Let them worship you.
Let them worship you.
God, change their minds.
Change their minds.
Their way of thinking.
Their way of thinking.
Just to be able to behold you.
To be able to behold you.
And bless them.
Bless them.
Bless their families.
Bless their families.
Bless their children.
Bless their children.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Melanie wanted to pray for anybody who isn't able to walk, specifically anybody in a wheelchair, that they'd be able to just get up and walk.
Come on, we're calling on high power there. Come on, Melanie. Yeah, so let's just pray that anybody with mobility issues and not able to walk, we believe, right?
Yep.
If Jesus raised Lazarus from the from the dead. He can lift up anybody unable to walk. So Jesus,
thank you
that you're here,
that you are here,
and you are healing,
and you are healing.
So we pray over everyone with mobility issues. We say tendons work.
Muscles work.
In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, what else are we getting?
Let's pray for anybody who has suffered loss due to storms. There's a couple people who have texted in.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of tornadoes and different storm damage in our neighboring states.
Yep. So, Jesus. Thank you.
That you care.
You care for people's homes. You care for their pets. You care for their livelihood. So we lift up all of those. That have experienced loss.
Due to weather.
We just say comforter.
Comfort them.
Be with them. And let them see that you still have a hope and the future for them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We had another kiddo who wants to pray for anybody who's experiencing loss of a loved one. Sure. Yeah. So Jesus, we just pray that this morning you would just cover anybody who is struggling with a sense of loss, of grief. We just ask that you would cover them like a warm blanket on this rainy day, that you would just cozy them up in your arms of love, and that they would experience firsthand what it feels like to be loved on by the Father, and that you would just come and you would breathe comfort and peace over that place of loss. And I just ask that this morning they would be touched in a real and a tangible way by your Holy Spirit. We pray this in your name.
Should we do one more? All right, Asher wants to do one more. So here we go.
All right, this is a good one. How about generational curses to be broken?
Oh.
Bringing families to Jesus.
Yeah. So we do Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you. That the weapons
of our warfare
are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So we break generational curses. We say addiction go. We say anxiety go. We say fear go. We say health issues go. And we just declare.
The fullness
of God
over these families
and over these individuals. Curses get out. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Come on. Woo. Good thing we did one more, Asher. Good job. Okay, we're going to transition here into our offering time, and also we're going to release our children to Children's Church. We got three classrooms for the kiddos this morning. We have a nursery, which is all the way down this first hallway to the right, and then a 3- and 4-year-old room for those 3- and 4-year-olds. So the first classroom to the right down this hallway, and then all 5- to 11-year-olds are going to be in the gym.
Yes, and our youth are included as well. So any student who's in grades 6 through 12, you guys are welcome to join us upstairs. So right out these doors and up the steps for all our students 6th through 12th grade.
All right. For our time of offering here at the gate, we bring our gifts down the center aisle here to bring them to the Lord. And then you'll see on either side, there's offering and communion. That is self-serve, but how we like to say it here, because it's real, Jesus is serving you. There will be no one directing you on how to receive it. His body broken for us in remembrance of him, and his blood shed for us in remembrance of him. We just ask that that's the only thing you know is that Jesus is serving you. So when you come down the center aisle and place your gifts and seeds in the planters, feel free to take the blood and body
You can group up with people if you'd like. Some people do that. You can be by yourself with Jesus. No matter which way you want to do it, as long as you're recognizing the King, remembering what he did for us, and receiving him unto yourself. That is all. So I'm going to pray, and we will go. Jesus, thank you for your broken body, broken for us, forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord, for your shed blood, cleansing us from all iniquities. We thank you what you did, not only being born, not only living, not only dying, but raising again. So we take this communion. We give these gifts to you. We come and we bring our gifts to you, and then we take this communion and receive yourself unto ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that this is a possibility, that you say, come to my table. So, Lord, we come to your table. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come get served by Jesus.
Served by the Lord. for what you've done this morning already. Your movement is the thing of majesty. We thank you. We praise you. We pray over Brent and the message that you have given him to deliver. We thank you for it. An open mind, open hearts. We thank you for a father that's always willing to give. To give in love, because that's his character. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. And his bride says, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, worship team. Welcome, welcome. We're glad you're here this morning. My name is Brent. I'm the lead pastor here. We do want to welcome you today. If you're new to the gate and you have never been here before, or maybe you've just been hanging around a little while, dipping your feet in the water, it's funny. I was talking with Kaylin on Wednesday night, and she said, my first Sunday here, you said, you're going to come here once, and you're going to say, that is a crazy church. But then you're going to say, I wonder if I want to go back next week to that crazy church. And then you go back, and then the third week, your family, she said. So, and then she's here. She's here. That says something about you, Kaylin. You're one of us. We do want to welcome you here, and we want to invite you this morning to fill out one of our welcome home cards. You'll find those under the seats in front of you inside of one of the Bibles. You'll see a Bible there. Open it up. You'll find a card in there. Fill that out. And at the end of service, to the right-hand side of our sanctuary in the back is our bookstore. And someone would love to meet you back there and give you a free gift as our way of saying thanks for hanging out with us, and we're glad you're here. And as always, every week, we always want to take time to welcome our online family. Jesus is moving where you're at right now. He's not just moving in this room. He's omnipresent. That's a big word that just means he's everywhere all the time. And he is manifesting his presence. He is making himself real to you right where you are. I speak that over you this morning. Will you help me welcome our online family and those that are new today? Yeah. A few quick things I'm going to let you know about. First of all, as always, you can check out the QR code on the screen. Or on one of the seat backs in front of you, if that disappears before you have a chance to scan it. Take your camera app, open it up, and you'll see a little website pop up there. Click on it. It'll take you to a landing page where you can find out more information about the house and what God is doing here, so we encourage you to do that. A few quick announcements. This wasn't on my list, but we wanted to make sure that you know that next week is supposed to be the week when you bring, you know how we kind of started doing bringing our food, our snacks with us on Sunday mornings to share. That is not how you say that. It's a hospitality Sunday, right? So, first Sunday of the month, Lene has set it aside. She is the one who oversees Gate Cafe, that we kind of all bring something to share. However, the ladies will be at Ladies Retreat, and she has a great fear that all we will get is bags of potato chips. Because if you ever went to one of our men's retreats, that thing would be full of jerky, cheese dip, Doritos, which could be fun too. But actually, we're going to push it back one Sunday. So second Sunday of the month next month is going to be hospitality. And we encourage you to bring something for that Sunday. Want to mention that we've been going through The Chosen together, season 4, but we won't be doing anything this Wednesday night. Because we're taking part, we're going to be a part of the Kingswood Rummage Sale that's happening. Pastor Ryan, is heading that up. And he can still take donations if you want to bring them in. All of the proceeds, everything that's sold, all of the proceeds will go towards our outreach this summer in Rosebud. We're going to be, again, with Pastor Alfred Old Lodge. And we want to spend some time with them and sow into what God is doing there. So all of the money will go towards that outreach. And that's going to be on the 30th and the 1st. So someone said, wait, Tuesday, Wednesday? Yep, we're doing it early during the week, because that's when he said that's when the people strike. That Wednesday especially, he said that's when it happens. So we won't be having any services here Wednesday night. But if you want to come and check out the rummage sale, or you want to donate, talk to Pastor Ryan about that. Then we wanted to be sure that you knew Pentecost weekend with Chris Burns is coming up. Yeah. You may have noticed Chris put together a great Facebook ad for Pentecost weekend. If you see that come across your feed, or just search for it on their Church at the Gate, Please share that. We want to share it everywhere we can. We want everyone to in the city to know about what God is going to be doing here on Pentecost weekend. I'm believing for big stuff Pentecost weekend. And you guys know that one of the calls on this house is to be a regional center that is a place where people can come and experience the fullness of God's Spirit and be impacted in a tangible way. So don't miss out on Pentecost weekend, and let's share it up. So those services, by the way, will be Friday and Saturday at 6:30 and then Sunday at 9:15 a.m. Also wanted to make sure you know that as we get ready to move into the summer, we're going to have life groups out there again. You're going to hear more about these as we have more of you submit your life group. We want you to submit a life group, and I think there's a, yep, there's a QR code you can scan right now that will take you to a place that you can fill out a form to lead a life group. If you've led a life group before, Marissa Maloney tested this out this week. Just put a red asterisk on all the stuff you don't need to fill out. We don't need to know how long you've been saved and all that kind of stuff. If you've already led a life group, just put your name, tell us the group name, tell us when you're going to meet, and information that you want us to promote, use to promote your life group. So we would love to have as many life groups as we can going on during the summer. The idea is that we're not in the building as much as we are outside of the building, and we're spending time together this summer. So then, lest my WMD, my women's ministry director, thinks I forgot. You were wondering, weren't you? It's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Ladies' retreat is coming up this weekend. Don't let that scare you away. They're not allowing me to come, so... ladies' retreat is happening this weekend, May 3rd through the 5th, and there is still time for you. Most of the people have already signed up, but there's some of you maybe haven't had a chance to, and so we have a special video this morning to let you know just a little bit more about ladies' retreat.
Learning more about yourself, learning more about how much God actually loves us.
Taking that opportunity to like really focus on the Lord and just allowing myself that opportunity to dream with Him again.
You're able to come home, you know, refreshed.
It's nice to just get, even though it's not super far away, it's nice to just be in the act of getting away, retreating to something.
Going into it open-hearted, ready to learn, ready to meet people.
Go and be with other women and just be with the Lord.
It's a time to get away from like maybe the chaos or the stress or things or everyday life.
My encouragement would be to just do it.
It is truly a really great time.
And then also, of course, the good food and conversation, the beautiful view out at Swan Lake.
And then we also have prophecy there. You can't beat that.
Gosh, Kel and Hannah Foster are awesome. That is good stuff. So don't miss out, ladies. Talk to Terry Nyberg. She's right up here on the front row. She would love to talk to you and get you signed up for Ladies Retreat. All right, grab your notes and your Bibles in the minutes that we have left together. I'm going to continue the series based on our theme. What is our theme this year?
Right here, right now.
Some of you have your... I saw Ryan Leiferman put his sweatshirt on. Is he out there already? Where you at, Ryan? Stand up, Ryan. Show him, bro. Show him. Thanks, Ryan. He's a resident model for the house. But that's our theme for this year, and I've been doing a series called Today, based on Psalm 118:24, which we're going to read out loud together this morning. Psalm 118:24 says this. Let's read it together. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, so this morning, we're going to continue talking about how having a day where we can actually encounter and experience the joy of the Lord and actually experience that verse, that God wants us to experience it. But we're going to continue talking about this morning in the context of that psalm, having a day where you're rejoicing and you're glad, because just like you guys, I wake up in some mornings and I don't feel it. Anybody wake up and you don't feel it? That sounded like a Thule to me, I think. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and we don't feel it. And that's okay. That's normal life. We go through stuff. Things are hard. Some of the things we face are hard. I had a crazy week this week myself. And there's days that you wake up and you don't feel like that. Oh, it's the day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. I'm too blessed to be stressed. And all the stuff we say, right? But the context of this psalm actually gives us some tools that help our mindset get focused on the Lord and His goodness. And so what we're going to talk about this morning is one of those tools that this psalm gives us. In your notes, giving thanks. And as many times as I've preached on it, I find that I need to hear it. I don't know if you guys know this, but I preach to me. If anybody else gets anything out of it, that's awesome. But I preach to me. In fact, because I don't see well, you could all leave and I would just still be preaching, having a good time. Why is it so quiet? Do they not agree? What's going on? Giving thanks is something that I have preached a lot of times, and I've heard tons of sermons on this, but I find I constantly need to go back to this to develop this attitude of gratitude. It makes a huge difference in our life. So in your notes, giving thanks is a key to recognizing. Again, we do not cause God to show up in our day. He's not absent. He's present. Right? I mentioned that big word, omnipresence. He's already present in our day. And when I'm thankful, what happens is I begin to recognize that God is moving in my day and what He's up to in my day. In fact, I don't even necessarily think I need to pray, oh God, would you please move today? But maybe my prayer is, oh God, thank you for what you're doing already today. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear. I just want to partner with what you're up to in this day already. We don't have to make anything happen. We just get to join in with what God is already doing. You notice in your notes that the psalmist links a great day with gratitude, because you go all the way back to verse 1. We read it last week, but I'll read it again this week. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy is everlasting. And you find that repeated. In fact, this psalm is an antiphonal psalm, which means that portions of this psalm, the leader would sing out, and then the people would respond. He would sing, give thanks to the Lord, and then for He is good, and then everyone would sing, for His mercy is everlasting. And so how many of you think it's important not only to give thanks in our head, but actually to get thanks into our mouths? You know, it's an attitude of gratitude guards our minds, because I want to go a little bit deeper with this week, and I could just stay in the psalm, but I felt like there's so much more that Scripture has to say about giving thanks. And the idea of it's introduced in this psalm, and really the psalm develops it all the way through the psalm, why am I giving thanks? But all through Scripture, developing this attitude of gratitude and being a person who gives thanks helps guard our minds against the constant lies of our spiritual enemy. There is one tool that the devil has left, really. One tool. And that tool is he's a liar. And so he is going to try to lie to us about who God is. He's going to try to lie to us, and he's going to try to tell us we're not righteous because we just did something stupid. So he's going to try to lie to a believer and say, well, you know what? You just did that. You're not righteous. It doesn't matter what the Scripture said. You're not righteous. Look what you did. And he'll try to lie to us. He'll try to lie to us about we're not worthy of God's love. He'll try to lie to us about who we aren't. He'll try to lie to us about who God is not and what God won't do. And all of these lies, one of the things that can combat those lies is giving thanks. And I'm going to take that from Romans chapter 1. You can go there in your Bibles or follow along on the screen. So Romans chapter 1. Early on in Paul's letter to the Romans, he says this about God. His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. What's he talking about? He's saying ever since the world was created, just by looking around, just by seeing nature, by being out in nature, there's no excuse for saying there's no God, is basically what he's saying. Because there's something inside of us that when we begin to look around at the beauty of nature and all the intricacies of what God has created, there's something inside of us. In fact, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes that God has set eternity in the hearts of men. He's put something inside of us that knows, wait, there's something else. That's why ever since the world began, always, and you'll find it in every culture, that there's something in that culture, in their history, where they're like, there has to be a God. There has to be something bigger than us. This just didn't come from nowhere. Even if you're a Big Bang person, and you believe that it all began with a Big Bang, well, what's behind the bang? You know, where did all of this come from? And even in Acts, it said that God did this and he caused every people group to be born and he placed them in different nations of the earth. And he did that so that they would, the word he uses is grope after God, or they would look to see God and seek him. He said, but he's not far from them. Said he actually, in him we live and move and have our being. So God, way before any preacher shows up and telling people that there's a God and telling people about who Jesus is, that's not when God starts working. Hopefully that's when God sheds light on who Jesus is so that people can see the beauty of the crucified Jesus, that this God didn't just create all this, but he actually came here in the person of Jesus because he loves us so much that he sacrificed himself to have us. So he says, they're looking at the world, people that since the creation began, they're looking at the world around them and God is making himself known. But look what verse 21 says. For although they knew God, look at this, they did not honor him as God, in this little bitty phrase tucked in here, or give thanks to him. They said, there's a God, there must be a God. But I don't know that I'm ready to deal with that. And I'm going to push that revelation aside. I'm going to push that God away. And because they didn't honor God or give thanks to him, what happens? They became futile in their thinking. And their foolish hearts were darkened. So because they didn't have a God focus, because even though God was revealing himself through nature, and I say they, we've all been here, God is revealing himself, but they say, wait a minute, I don't think I'm not going to pay any attention to that. It's not that God stops being God. It's not that God stops loving everybody in the world. But what happens is our minds get darkened and we're susceptible to the lies of the enemy. Now, I want to say that to us even this morning as believers, that when we begin to drift away from the revelation of God in Jesus Christ giving himself on the cross, the revelation of grace, the revelation of righteousness as a gift, when we begin to drift away from that, our minds become darkened. We're susceptible to the lies of the enemy. And he says when they weren't people who gave thanks. Why? Because giving thanks actually begins to cause our minds to be focused on who God is again. In your notes, honoring God through giving thanks keeps our hearts and minds open then to further revelation. So the opposite of Romans 1, right? So instead of saying, I'm not going to honor him, we're saying, wait a minute, I'm going to thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me of who God is, how much he loves me. Thank you for reminding me of who Jesus is. Thank you for reminding me of the other-centered, self-sacrificing, loving God that Jesus is. Whoa, thank you for reminding me that God is good. Thank you for reminding me that God loves me. Thank you for reminding me that God loves Brandon. Thank you, God. Actually, I don't need God to remind me of that. Thank you for reminding me, God. Well, what happens, right? Then our minds are focused on the Lord, right? And as our minds are focused on him, then we're open to further revelation. Because whatever, however good I think God is, he's better than that. I tell people this a lot. Whatever I'm preaching right now, I hope 5 years from now, I'm preaching God better than I'm preaching him right now. However good I think he is, he's gooder than that, right? It helps us keep a God-focused mind when we give thanks. And you know, it's an attitude of gratitude can quickly then shift our perspective throughout our day. So we're open to revelation and our perspective. That's really the issue, isn't it? How we see things. I really, as a pastor, I don't want to spend a lot of time teaching people what to think. But I really want to lean into how we think. Does that make sense? How we think. Because then Holy Spirit, what I mean by that is teaching us to be God-focused, Christ-focused, Jesus-focused. And as we're Jesus-focused, our perspective begins to shift. Our thinking, as they say in AA, we have stinking thinking, right? Or as they say in Texas AA, we got stinking thinking. That's where I grew up. We got stinking thinking. And God wants to shift our perspective. And thanksgiving helps us be in a posture where we're able to receive. Psalm 119, this actually doesn't have the word thanks in it. But you'll notice throughout Scripture that praise and thanks are close cousins. In fact, there are 7 different Hebrew words for praise. And one of those words is toda. You know, you remember toda. Toda, no, that's another thing. Toda is actually a word that means thanks. But these words usually just get translated praise in our English Bible. But one of the Hebrew words is toda. Now that's not the word that's used in this passage. Actually, the word is halal. Halal means to be clamorously foolish. David said, I will be even more undignified than this. When he was dancing before the Lord, and we got to stop saying he danced down to his underwear. He was in a linen ephod, and the linen ephod was a garment of a priest. So he danced all the way down to show, look, I recognize that I'm not just a king, but I'm recognized that I'm a priest. But he did. He danced so crazy that his wife was just embarrassed of him. And she confronts him, right? And what does he say to her? You think that was something? I'm going to be more undignified than this. I'm going to praise God. Why? Because he had a revelation of who God was. He wasn't dancing like that to get something as much as David, probably more than anybody else in the Old Testament, was getting a new covenant revelation. He was awakening to who God was and who God had always been that would fully be manifested in Jesus. And he was excited about it, and he was worshiping, and he was doing this halal kind of praise. And Psalm 119 really is about praising because of the decrees and the promises and the word of God. And in verse 164, longest chapter in the Bible, says, and that's in case you ever play Bible trivia, you're going to tuck that one away, all right? Psalm 119, 164, 7 times a day and all day long do I praise you because of your righteous decrees. There's a reason Amplified translates it that way, because 7, I mean, you can take it literally that, you know, even that would be awesome if I had 7 different times in the day when I stopped. Because why? I'm going through my day. I start the morning. Thank you, God. Praise you. You're so good. My mind is like set and focused. And then I start going through my day, and all of a sudden the day starts hitting me, and I start drifting away from that revelation, and then I got this reminder set. And, oh, wait, praise you, Lord. That's right, I remember who you are. That's right, I forgot who you were, and I forgot who I was for just a minute, but I praise you. Oh, I'm remembering now. You could literally do that 7 times a day, but really the number 7 is a word of completion. So that's why the Amplified Bible just said all day long. In other words, I mean, there's nothing wrong with setting a reminder on your reminder app. That's awesome. But you have a reminder living on the inside of you named Holy Spirit. And so all day long, Holy Spirit can be reminding you of who Jesus is. Just say, I give you permission, Holy Spirit, to remind me all day long of who Jesus is. And so I'm not only praising him, halal, but I'm also toda, I'm thanking him for who he is. In your notes, we can use thanksgiving as a way to meditate then, because this is what Psalm 119 is about, to meditate on the promises of God. using Psalm 119 as a way to meditate on the promises of God by asking Holy Spirit to not only remind us of who God is, but then, Lord, remind me of some of the promises that you've given me throughout the day, all day long. Just go ahead and remind me of whatever promises that are spoken in Scripture, but also personal promises that you've spoken to me in my life. Go ahead, remind me, Holy Spirit, all day long. And as you remind me, I'm going to give thanks. And in giving thanks, that's going to give me time to meditate, to chew on those promises, right? Like a cow, you bring it back up, you chew the cud. That's meditating, scriptural meditating, to mutter, to just begin to speak those promises out. Yes, Lord, thank you. I remember that you promised me, Lord, that there's healing for my body. I remember that, God. I say thank you. You don't have to, oh, I'm gonna thank you till the healing manifests. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna bombard heaven. What? We do not need to bombard heaven. We're in, right? We don't have to bombard heaven. We're saying thank you, God, thank you that I'm healed, thank you that I'm delivered, and Lord, it's going to manifest. So I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to stress. Now I'm preaching to myself. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. I'm not going to try to figure out how it's supposed to manifest, when it's supposed to manifest. I just thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for that promise. I thank you for who you are, God. And then that faith is, what does it say? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Literally, the word of Christ is actually the right translation. Hearing by the word of Christ that Jesus himself and who he is and what he has promised us causes faith to arise in our hearts. And it comes as we're speaking that, we're hearing it, right? So one of the ways Holy Spirit does this for me many times throughout the day is through numbers. So I don't know when this started in my life, but it's been years and years that this will happen. And a lot of times we'll be going down the road. I go, Tana, it's 2:24. You know what that means? Yeah, 1 Peter 2:24, you tell me all the time. No, she doesn't do that. She's, yep, 2:24. He says, he promised us that by his stripes you were healed. Or many times I'll see 6:18. Over and over I've seen 6:18 for years on the clock. 6:18. What does that mean to me? That doesn't mean this is what it means to you. This is just how Holy Spirit works with me. And so I'll see 6:18, and that'll remind me, oh, yeah, Ephesians 6:18, keep on praying in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayer. And so I'm reminded of the power of praying in the Spirit. So I'll just begin to speak out in tongues and pray in the Spirit. There's all kinds of different ways that God can do that in your life because he speaks your language. Or he'll bring a song to my mind. And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be a Christian song. Now, I don't necessarily mean he's a highway to hell. I don't necessarily mean that when that song comes to your mind that's necessarily God speaking to you, right? But there's a lot of songs out there that aren't that, right? And and he brings songs to your mind. Have you ever had this happen? You're walking through the mall, you're walking through a supermarket, you hear a song, and all of a sudden something comes alive in your heart. You're like, whoa. That's moving my heart. And it's moving my heart because I feel like God is actually saying those words over me right now. I mean, God can do whatever the language is that you speak. God knows how to speak your language. Holy Spirit's really good at reminding us. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Continue with this theme. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Sounds like a command, doesn't it? Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Now, I have found in my life, when I read something like that, if I just try to say, I'm not going to worry, I'm not going to worry, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to be stressed, I'm not going to be stressed. It never, ever works. That never, ever, ever works. So what Paul does here is he does something, I like to call it replacement thinking. Worry actually could be an opportunity, if we could see it this way, that when I begin to be worried about something, oh, this is an opportunity to bring this thing to the Lord. This is an opportunity to turn this thing into a prayer request, to turn this thing into an opportunity to give thanks to God for who he is in the midst of all this. And he tells us, he said this, be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faithful requests before God with overflowing gratitude or with thanksgiving. by prayer, other translations, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. I think that's really important, actually. That when I'm praying, I'm not just saying, oh, Lord, I bring this request to you. But at the same time, thanksgiving gives me the opportunity to make a declaration and say, you know what, Lord, I bring this to you and I thank you because I know who you are, that you've got this. I thank you because I know who you are, that I can turn this thing over to you. So it gives me that opportunity. So he says, God, what will happen when we do that? We tell him every detail of our life, and then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will, here's the way Dr. Simmons translates this, will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. This is one of those points where I'm going to argue with a translation. He takes that from the Aramaic, which I do understand why he does that. I understand why he paraphrases from the Aramaic, especially in the Gospels, because that was the language that Jesus would have been speaking. Paul wrote this in Greek. So I'm very comfortable that we need to hang with the Greek here. And here's what the Greek says, and it's this way in almost every translation. Guard your hearts and minds. The peace of God that passes understanding will guard your hearts and minds. And the reason I'm leaning into that is because I want us to see that thanksgiving is actually, for us, a piece of our spiritual armor. This is a military word. Guard is a military term, and it means this. It's in your notes. To keep by guarding, to keep under guard as with a garrison. So he says, when you give thanks, God's peace is actually going to set up guard over your heart and over your mind. That's good stuff. So your notes, when we exercise thanksgiving, what happens? Again, we become aware, we don't summon it up from somewhere in the sky, we become aware of the peace of God that is already on the inside of us because that's part of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, right? So as I'm giving thanks, then I begin to be aware of the peace of God, and it sets up a guard over my mind. It sets up a guard over my heart so that the lies of the enemy just begin to bounce off. And the enemy says, you're not righteous. Boing, bounces right off. Thank you, God, I'm righteous as a gift, right? You're not holy. Boing, nope, thank God. I be holy because he is holy, not act holy. I am holy because he is holy and I'm his son. I'm holy right now. You're not forgiven. Oh, wait a minute. I am forgiven. Thank you, God, that I am forgiven. And it's like armor on you that causes the lies of the enemy just to bounce off of us. And that protects our minds from worry, and it protects our minds. It helps protect our mind from anxiety. It's actually the peace that does the protecting, not the thanking. The peace of God himself protects our mind. But when I'm thankful, I become aware of that peace. And here's the cool thing. Romans 16:20. It's the God of peace that crushes Satan under our feet. It's the God of peace. Isn't that an interesting verse? The God of peace crushes Satan, not under his feet, under our feet, because now our feet are his feet. I think it's important too to remember what Satan actually means. And I love putting Satan in lowercase. I don't know. It's just a little poke. He crushes Satan under our feet. But remember what Satan means. It means the accuser. The accuser, that voice of accusation that's constantly hammering against us. As I am thankful, the peace of God crushes the accuser under my feet. Under my feet, the peace of God. And you notice this passage, though, not only encourages thanksgiving for what God has done, that's important, we can thank him for what he has done, but what he is doing and what he will do, which I've kind of already been preaching this morning, but I like to call it prophetic thanksgiving. This is prophetic thanksgiving. In other words, I remember hearing a preacher years ago say this. He said, you are the prophet of your own life. I need a prophet, I need a prophet, I need a prophet. Well, you get to be the prophet of your own life. In other words, the word of the Lord can be in your mouth and you can make declarations over your own life because you are empowered and you've been given authority by God in your own life to speak his word over your life. to say what he's saying about you, to say what he's saying about your family, to say what he's saying about your business, to say what he's saying about everything else that's going on in your life. And you can begin to use Thanksgiving then to prophesy. I thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the open doors that you have promised me. I thank you that you open a door that no man can close. I thank you, God, and you can just begin to thank him, and as you do, things just begin to roll out of you. I thank you, God, that you've already made a way and prepared a way. I thank you, God, that you are causing the tent pegs of my life to be stretched out, and just like Jabez, you're increasing the influence, God, for your purposes. You're increasing the influence so that your love is spread out to everybody around me. I thank you, God, that my feet step on foreign soil, God, because you called me to that. And everywhere that I put my feet, I carry your peace and I carry your love and I carry your grace. And I thank you, God, for the ideas that you put on the inside of me, that those ideas will not be aborted, but they will come to full term. It just starts rolling out of you, right? As you're doing that, you just begin to prophesy. There's a word for prophesy in the Old Testament that has to do with bubbling up. There's prophesying by a bubbling up. And that bubbling up is what begins to happen on the inside of us. As we begin to speak, he gives us more. As we speak, he gives us more. It's not just that I'm like, oh, where's my Thanksgiving list? Now, it's okay if you start there, but you don't have to stop there. If it helps you to make a list to go back to and look at during the day, the things that you're thankful that he's done, things that you're thankful he's going to do, that's okay to start there. But remember, you have a living Holy Spirit on the inside of you that just can start bubbling up, bubbling up, bubbling up, bubbling up. Before you know it, Thanksgiving, as you're giving God thanks, you're prophesying not only your family, but you're prophesying over your neighbor next door, and you're prophesying over your dog, and you're prophesying over your church, and you're prophesying over your nation, and you're giving God thanks. And as you do that, the peace of God's guarding your mind, focusing you on him, and you're going to be able to walk through your day without this heavy cloud of anxiety. You do not have to stay there. You're a powerful person. You're a powerful person. So when you find that you're drifting there, don't just think you have to let your mind go on autopilot. You don't have to do that. You don't have to let your mind go on autopilot. Parenthetical insert here. I know that there are people who struggle with clinical depression. This is not in any way telling you pull up your bootstraps and try harder. And if you need medication, I'm wearing glasses, all right? I understand that. But I want you to know for most of us and for all of us, there are times when our mind just kind of starts wandering. And we don't have to let it go on autopilot. No, we can say right now, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. You give me a prayer of thanksgiving to welcome whatever you're wanting to do in my life and my family's life and in my church and in my nation. And that's enough. Let's stand. You preached long enough, Brent. Yeah, so before we do anything else, I'm going to ask Pastor Quincy to join me this morning because every time he's here, I love. Man, doesn't his new goatee look good? Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Doesn't be like him.
Yay. I told him he needs some more white in there. He needs a little bit more white going on. No, he looks good. It's my brother right here. So if you could bow your heads today and close your eyes in the presence of the Lord. If you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, you've never said yes to him, with no one looking around, would you slip your hand up right now? You want to give your heart to him, or maybe you want to re-surrender to him. You've kind of walked away and you want an opportunity to say, you know what, I just want to say yes to his yes. If you're here, you want to give your life to Jesus today, raise your hand real high if that's you. Anyone? There's one. Anyone else? Awesome. Raise your hand real high. Keep it up until Pastor Quincy sees you. Just raise it up real high. If you need to surrender your life to Jesus, raise it up. Keep it up. Anyone? Anyone else, bro? Awesome. Praise the Lord. So we're gonna pray a prayer for the one who raised their hand, because there's some maybe that didn't raise their hand, or maybe you're online with us this morning. And praying this prayer is like, it's not some kind of magic words. This is just simply saying yes to the God who's already said yes to us. And Romans 10 talks about this. Believing in our heart, confessing with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. So we're going to do that together. Will you repeat this after me today? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he died and rose again to change my life. You died, Jesus, And you rose again. Just because you love me. You've forgiven me. And I receive that forgiveness today. By your grace, I will walk with you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer today for the first time, or maybe you resurrendered your life to Jesus, we're going to have a prayer team up here who would love to pray with you. They're going to actually be up here to pray for anybody that needs prayer today. But if you prayed that prayer, we're going to invite you to receive a prayer for them. Before we go today, I want us to practice real quick what we just talked about. And if, again, you know, pastor's always making people close their eyes, but now you're standing up. So it's a lot, I'm a lot less worried about you falling asleep. So you can close your eyes right now for just a moment. And Holy Spirit, remind us of a promise. Remind us of a promise that you've given us that we can give thanks for right now. Let's just practice this, how easy it is. Remind us of a promise. So I want to do this. I want to, whatever promise the Lord put in your heart, just real quick, like popcorn. We do this a lot of times around here. I just want you to yell it out. Thank you, God, that, and then speak that promise out. Anybody want to yell out? Thank you, God, that this is the promise you've given me. Anyone? All right. It is done. There you go. There you go. Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah, Jolie, that's good. Yes, come on. Yes. Yeah, amen. Yeah, come on. Get your motor running. Anyone else? Some? Yes. Let's hear some more men. Yes, Alden. And what did you say, Roger? Yeah, amen. Woo, come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. This is good. Anybody getting fired up? Okay. Anyone else? Keep it coming. Yes. Come on, Carrie. That's good. Yes, amen. Back over here, someone. Finish your work and plans for me. Yes. Anybody else? Woo, come on. Yeah, come on. There you go, Pat. Anybody else? Yeah, amen. That's right. Anyone else? Yeah. Yes. Woo, come on, Carrie. That's right. Anyone else? Yeah. I'll wrap this up. Thank you, God, that you made me so good looking. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Why are you laughing? That's what I want to know. No, just kidding. Just kidding. We have prayer teams that are going to pray for you this morning. They're coming up right here. Please receive prayer for whatever you need. If you surrendered your heart to the Lord, let them know that today. You guys are awesome. Have an amazing week. Go out and give them. Amen.
love.